Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Welcome to my home. As I remind you, this is my home. This is my fireplace, my fire, my chair. That's very, very self-centered view of my room. Anyway, I'm with you every week, virtually every week, but not with you virtually every week. I'm with you really. This is not virtual. And it's completely spontaneous. There's nothing set up. It's a chance to talk to you about what's on my mind and then take your questions about what's on your mind. And it's apparently working out very well, which is very gratifying to me. We have something new, so forgive me for reading because I want to get it exactly right. Before we begin, I'm honored to tell you that today's episode of the Fireside Chat is sponsored by Colorado Christian University. CCU Online has partnered with PragerU to offer adults the opportunity to pursue an accredited degree taught with conservative values. CCU Online offers more than 80 academic programs designed specifically for adult learners. Most classes at CCU Online are only 5 weeks long, so you can take one class at a time and still have time for the rest of life's adventures. All courses incorporate a Christian-centered worldview that has been a cornerstone of the university for more than a century. So whether you need to finish your bachelor's degree or start your master's or doctorate degree, you should consider attending CCU Online. Go to prageru.com/CCU. Fill out the form to receive more information on the school. You'll get connected with an enrollment counselor who can help put together a degree plan that fits your schedule. Thank you. Okay, everybody, I want to talk to you before I take your questions. I want to talk to you about as important a subject as exists, and it's in the news a lot, and it should be, the question of truth. Many years ago, I realized that lies are the root of evil. And when I'll give you two of the biggest evils and show you how they are based on lies. Actually, I give you the three biggest evils. everything is. Well, let's begin with slavery. Slavery, if it weren't for a lie, slavery, at least the, I guess any slavery, but especially race-based slavery, could not have existed. If people didn't believe the lie that there were inferior people to them, they could never have enslaved people. It was simple, and it's not. And I'm just talking about whites enslaving blacks, Muslims enslaving non-Muslims. I mean, it was all over. You have to believe that that person is inferior in order for you to enslave that person. That's clear. It's based on a terrible lie of the inherent inferiority of other people. Then you take, of course, the Holocaust, the most unique evil of all. The industrialization of the slaughter of families. Babies were targeted as much as adults by the Nazis against the Jews. And two-thirds of the Jews of Europe. Is it a third or two-thirds? I'm crazy about truth. I mean, that's funny because that just came out. I wanted to get, I think it's two-thirds. But in any event, it's beyond belief that 6 million... It was a third of all Jews, so it was probably two-thirds of Europe's Jews, two out of three. It's an astonishing evil. And that was based, of course, on its evil, that, the Jews are inferior to the Aryans. There's another one. Oh, therefore you could do whatever you want. Let's get rid of them. They're vermin. Communism, which killed the most people of all in the history of the world, that was based on its series of lies, that we are going to make a utopia and that you have to kill to make the utopia. It was communist society was based on lies. I know that was the field that I studied, and I used to read, I used to read every day almost when I was in graduate school. I would read the Pravda, which was the Soviet communist newspaper. You know what Pravda means? Truth. It's perfect. It was filled with lies, and the name was Truth. So inherent in it, this was the newspaper of the Soviet Union, Truth. Read Orwell on Truth and you'll get an idea. So I see it in America today. I am very afraid because we have so many lies permeate our society. The biggest one, perhaps, I guess it's the biggest one, is that America is a racist country. And that all whites are racist. And this is told to almost every student in any school in the United States. It starts with high school. It'll probably soon start with elementary school, but it is certainly in colleges. It's just a gigantic lie. You know what I've started doing? It's funny. I did it. In fact, I did it today. I go around the country constantly, and I see these beautiful moments of people of totally different races just enjoying one another. And I take pictures of it candidly. And I think I'm going to publish it one day, America the Racist. And just today, it was, these were all young people in their 20s. And let me try to picture it in my mind. So there were two white guys, and there was a black girl, and there were two Asian girls and a Hispanic. I don't remember. I think it was a girl too. And just enjoying each other, totally non-self-conscious. Nobody gave a damn, because that's America. Nobody does give a damn, except for the people on the left who have. I have called this the greatest lie since the Middle Ages. There's a very famous lie called the blood libel. A libel is, of course, a deliberate lie. The blood libel was, and it was the consequences were horrific, as they are to all lies. It was spread by anti-Semites within the Christian church who said Jews kill Christian children to use their blood to bake matzah, the unleavened bread, for Passover. I mean, which, by the way, aside from the monstrosity of the lie, was impossible because the Torah, the holiest book for Jews and an extremely holy book for Christians, it's the first five books of the Bible, forbids the consumption of blood. It is one of the seven basic laws of the Torah that you cannot consume blood. Animal blood, let alone human blood. And yet Jews were slaughtered en masse, tortured to death. And the whole Jewish population of England, where it started, was expelled over the charge of the lie of using Christian kids' blood to bake matzahs. So I consider that the biggest lie. And then the second biggest is America's a racist country. That's how big a lie it is. And how monstrous it is. And it is the cause. It, like all great lies, it will cause evil. And it already has. I mean, first of all, what it has done to so many young blacks who walk around thinking that non-blacks, especially whites, hate them. I can't even imagine what it is like to walk around a society thinking that everybody of a color hates you. I can't even imagine it. I'm a Jew. It has never occurred to me that all the non-Jews of America hate me. I mean, it would be an idiocy. I would be paranoid to believe that. And yet my grandfather, who came from Eastern Europe, from Austria, where there was so much anti-Semitism, Hitler was Austrian, as it happens, he thought every non-Jew was an anti-Semite. It was like a running joke in the family. My grandfather would drive a car, and then let's say some driver cut him off. And my grandfather would go, anti-Semit, anti-Semite. Like the guy who cut off my grandfather knew my grandfather was a Jew and deliberately cut him off. I mean, even when I was 8, I thought it was hilarious. And I go, Papa, that's what I call him, Papa. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't an anti-Semite. I love you, Papa, but give it some thought. But he came from Austria, where there was so much anti-Semitism, he just thought it was true for America, too. But it was an absurdity. Of course there are anti-Semites in America. Of course there are racists in America. By the way, there are black racists as well as white racists. There are racists of every shape and variety. But it's not a racist country. It's an incredibly good country for the vast majority of its inhabitants. This is a terrible lie, this lie about America is racist. But the amount of lying that goes on is just mind-blowing to me. People, in order to attain, it's a lie that women get paid less money for the exact same work and the exact same hours. That's just a lie. And yet it's repeated and repeated and repeated. Do you know that it's a lie that the president said that there were good Nazis? He never said it. It's repeated over and over. CNN has a correspondent, Flores, I don't remember his first name, And he has written a piece, you should see it. It's a very important piece, that the president was speaking about the different demonstrators with regard to Confederate statues. He wasn't talking about the Nazis. And I've said that since that day. The president hates Nazis. You can hate the president all you like, but you can't lie about him. How could a guy, first of all, isn't it idiocy? Think about it. The man's grandchildren are Jews. His daughter is an Orthodox Jew. His son-in-law is an Orthodox Jew. He likes Nazis. He thinks they're a good Nazis. He thinks they're a good people who want to exterminate his family. I mean, is that sick or is that sick? You have a choice. It's either sick or sick. But but if it's repeated enough, people believe it. Senator Charles Schumer just said that to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Well, we have to condemn when somebody like, and he was referring to Congresswoman Ilhan, what is her name?
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. And she was, who did say anti-Semitic things. I mean, it just did. You know, Jews use the Benjamins, that is $100 bills, to control Congress. I mean, it's the oldest anti-Semitic trope there is. Jews control with money. But then he said, oh, and we also have to condemn when a president says that there were good Nazis. He never said there were good Nazis. But people believe it. People at the meeting believe that there are people who applauded that line. It's not their fault. That's all they've been told. We are saturated. Oh, yeah, the women making, I don't know, it's always 87 cents to the dollar. When you compare the exact same amount of hours and the exact same amount of work, people get the same. By the way, there's a simple way to prove this. If you got the exact same work for the exact same amount of hours for 15% less by hiring a woman, who would hire a man? It's a loss of money. But we're drowning in lies. I mean, they're just the America's racist is, I think, the biggest, but there were so many of these. A long time ago, I remember this. One of the cancer societies, either the biggest or one of the big cancer societies, announced that women had a certain percentage of women would contract breast cancer, so you better get a mammogram. Turns out it was a lie. It was just not true. They totally exaggerated how many women will get breast cancer. But their answer was, well, we did it to scare women into getting mammograms. So it was good to lie. People always have a good reason to lie. But you can't lie. Are there any circumstances? Yes, the obvious, to save a life. It's like you should never kill, but you can kill to save a life. All right? If somebody is, you know, comes into your house and says, you know, where's your daughter? We want to rape and kill her. You don't have to tell the truth. Oh, she's in the third bedroom upstairs. Okay? I mean, a little common sense goes a long way in life. But beyond that, I'll give you a little example. I've never said this publicly, so here goes. I've been doing radio for over 30 years, so I have read thousands of ads, which is fine. These are the people who keep my show alive. I'm very grateful to advertisers. And it's very common that they will say, if you use the promo code, and then they give the name of the host. So use the promo code Dennis, you get 15% off. Very common. Or use Prager. Sometimes it's Dennis, sometimes it's Prager. I have no problem with that. But they almost always say, the advertiser, only if you use the promo code Dennis will you get 15% off. I have never once said the word only, because it's not true. Other talk show hosts have the exact same offer with their name. So I am so crazed about telling truth that rankles me. I won't use the copy that they give me if it says something that isn't true. It is true if you use my name, you get a certain percent off the product. But it isn't true that only using my name gets you that. You could use some of my colleagues' names and get the exact same deal. So, I care about this stuff. People tend not to. Jordan Peterson, in his book 12 Rules for Life, has a whole chapter on Tell the Truth. And he's right. I mean, it's so important. That's the message for today. We are drowning in untruths because everybody always has an excuse. Everybody has an excuse to tell a lie. Or they think it's either trivial. So you say only using this guy's name will get you the deduction. But you can't do it. And then there's the big stuff. America's not racist. Good country. Calling good bad is as evil as calling bad good. Okie doke. Time for your questions. And hopefully my answers. Alec, 18, Island Lake, Illinois. I'm thinking about that. Isn't it nice to come from a place called Island Lake? That's really nice. That beats Bluebell. Doesn't it? There are some really tough names. There's a lot of luck in life. It's like I think about the names parents give kids. You want to... Look... The ultimate luck is who do you get for a parent? if your parent gave you a weird name, you didn't luck out. Okay? I don't understand why people give, they'll call their dog George and they'll name their kid Moon. They got it backwards. The dog is Moon. That's fine. Name the kid George. What is wrong with a normal name? I've never figured that out. I was so happy. I got the name Dennis. It's not here or there. It doesn't mean anything. No, it doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't stick out. It worked out great for me. I'm very grateful to my parents that they didn't name me Sunshine. This is the Sunshine Prager Show. I don't see it working. Okay. Island Lake. What are the core similarities and differences of a conservative and libertarian? For some reason, I think I answered that recently, but I may not have. Usually, they don't give me the same questions 2 weeks in a row or whatever. Well, there are a lot of differences. Libertarians tend to be economic libertarians, not social conservatives. Conservatives are social conservatives and fiscal, meaning monetary. So they both believe in both conservatives and libertarians believe in limited government, but conservatives have a whole host of additional beliefs about what is moral and what is right for a country. So a libertarian, who's fairly often radical in this regard, will say, look, hey, we should legalize everything that is agreed to by people. People want to kill themselves, we should supply the suicide set. That would be a libertarian position. The conservative position is life is precious, and we are not going to facilitate people killing themselves. That's not to say that there are no extreme circumstances where it would be appropriate. That's a separate issue. But to just legalize it legalize it through and through would be a problem to a conservative. Conservatives believe that America has a moral role in the world. Libertarians tend to think that America should just leave the world alone. I agree with libertarians on almost anything to do with the economy and limited government, but that's pretty much it. Benjamin, 17, Utah. Why no city? What happened? Is he embarrassed? It's got a goofy name. It's not like Island Lake. Benjamin, hi Benjamin. Is selective immigration more fair than a lottery-based system? Doesn't a merit-based selective system of immigration rob developing countries of their best and brightest? Well, it doesn't rob, but you're right. It's a very fair statement that taking in the best and brightest from countries, this happens in Britain with its socialized medicine. Very few Brits go into medicine. You can't make much of a living as you could where there's private medicine. So what happens is a very large percentage of the doctors in Britain are from third world countries because they'll still make a lot more in Britain than they will back home in India or Pakistan or Ghana or Togo or wherever they happen to come from. it is a very real issue. When I was in West Africa, I discussed it with people there. They were losing their best and brightest to Europe. Exactly for that reason. It's a very difficult problem. The only solution is to have thriving economies in third world countries, which they would in most cases if they weren't so corrupt. If they didn't believe in the idiocy called socialism. Socialism has wrecked the third world, wrecked it. The only places that thrive economically are capitalist countries, which includes Europe and includes Sweden. In some ways, Sweden is more company and corporation friendly than the United States. It has lower taxes, and it taxes all of its citizens, even the poor ones in Sweden, not in the United States. Half the country doesn't pay income tax. It's not a healthy thing when people don't have skin in the game, but that's another issue. But you're right. I'm not going to deny it. It is a very real problem when you skim off the best and brightest. Well, I don't know if they're the best, but the brightest or the most successful in a society. That's a very real issue. Bradley, Willard, Missouri, Prager Force, good man, 15 years old. Who was the most powerful or influential member of Congress in your mind and why? I think that Senator McConnell is, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. In his very, very low-key, non-abrasive, non-charismatic, quiet way, I think he's the most, you asked, most powerful or influential, I think he might be. He has really done quite a job for the conservative cause as the head of the Senate Majority Leader in the U.S. Senate. So off the top of my head, that would be my nominee. Shelby, Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Shelby. I'm a member of Prager Force. God bless you. What advice do you have to give millennials? Thank you. Oh, boy. I could spend the next 20 fireside chats giving advice to millennials. I mean, you should watch all these fireside chats. In effect, PragerU is my advice to millennials. My books are advice to millennials. My happiness book, my Bible book. But since you want a quick answer to advice to millennials, self-control is infinitely more important than self-esteem. There you are. In one sentence, that's my advice to millennials. You want to be happy and successful in life? Self-control will do it. Self-esteem won't. And if you have self-esteem, it has to be earned, not given. It's counterfeit. It's like counterfeit money, counterfeit self-esteem. If you didn't earn it, you don't deserve it. Those are two pieces of advice. Here's a third one. Get married. Make a family. There's more meaning in family life than in most careers. Women have been sold a bill of goods since I was in college. That the idiotic statement of the feminists of my generation, maybe you never heard it, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle, which is a very funny line, I admit, but it's as stupid as it is funny. A woman without a man is not complete in most cases. And by the way, a man without a woman is not complete in most cases. And the fact that adults are afraid to tell you this is because adults are afraid to say anything that might upset a young person, which is part of the crisis in America, because adults don't act like adults. They act like the peers of their children. Teachers act like peers of their students, and parents act like their peers of their kids. My parents never did, and I never did as a parent. I'm not my children's peer. I'm their father. They'll have a billion peers, but they get one chance at a father. Maybe a second chance and a stepfather, which is fine. I understand that, but I think you know what I mean. He shouldn't be their peer either. So I got a lot of advice for millennials. Here's another one. You need meaning to have a happy life. Meaning is more important than anything except food. There is nothing as important as meaning other than food to sustain a human being. And secular life has given you no meaning, or false meanings. Like you'll save the world by demonstrating against global warming. You know what that's all about? very few religious Jews and religious Christians who were in those demonstrations. Why is that? They don't want to boil. They don't want their kids to be flooded out either. Because they have meaning. They already have meaning in their lives. Many secular people don't, so they look for counterfeit meaning in all the secular isms, socialism, communism, humanism, environmentalism, feminism. Why do you think they're all isms? Because they're all religions. They're secular religions, but they don't work. Brooke, 14. How am I doing on time? What's the story, Morning Glory?
25 minutes.
Cool. I always ask at 25. It's a little buzzer in my brain. Brooke, 14. Scottsdale. 14. Brooke, hey, you know what? Eventually the Democrats are going to give you a vote. If you had the opportunity to bring back any president to serve the 2020 term, who would you choose? Probably a man called Donald J. Trump. Isn't that odd? He's done a really good job. Really, really, really good job. Because he asks, what's best for America? It's a very strange thing for a president to ask, but that's what he asks. And he doesn't care what the New York Times thinks of him, which is the most important thing for a leader. You can't care what people say about you. And Republicans are as afraid of the mainstream media as Democrats are. Most of them are. It's a sad fact. And he's done a great job. I mean, if I could bring back anybody, Abraham Lincoln. How's that? But I tend not to work in that way. I mean, it's a very fair question. But I don't think that way. Right now, we have a good president. And I'll stick with him. Does he say some foolish things? Yes, he does. Who doesn't? Barack Obama didn't say foolish things. Barack Obama did say many foolish things, but the press never called him on it because they were enamored of him. He had everything going for him. He was a Democrat, he was on the left, and he was black. Who's going to attack that? They sure attack Republican blacks. That's the lowest. The highest rung is a Democrat who's black. The lowest rung is a Republican who is black. Because the day that a lot of blacks decide that they'd like to make a change because the Democrats have done nothing for them is the day the Democrats will not win any national election. So they have to keep pushing the lie, to get back to my earlier theme, that America's racist. So racist that without us Democrats, you'd be lynched. That's the implication. You would be denied food at some lunch counter if it weren't for us Democrats. This is all lies. Anyways, the Democratic Party, that was the racist party historically. That's the irony. We have a number of videos on that, which are worth watching. I think that pretty much gets us to our time. Is that right?
One more.
Yeah, do one more. That's fine. Joseph, 35. And I'll take Salim. Joseph, I'll take you next time. Salim, 19, Redondo Beach. So is hating Saudi Arabia Islamophobic like Israel? I'm trying to decipher what you mean. I assume you're saying if hating Israel is anti-Semitic, is hating Saudi Arabia Islamophobic? Does that make sense? Is that what it seems to be asking? Okay. First of all, there are 52 Islamic countries. So if you hate one, it doesn't make you an Islamophobe. You might be a Saudi Arabia phobe, but not an Islamophobe. If you hate every single one of the 52 Muslim countries and you hate no other country in the world, then you might be an Islamophobe. That's fair. So if in all the countries in the world, the only one you hate is the only Jewish one, people have the right to think you're anti-Jewish. Okay, I mean, that makes total sense. I get that. So that's why it's not a parallel, hating Saudi Arabia, hating Israel. Anyway, there's another big difference. Anybody who hates Saudi Arabia doesn't want Saudi Arabia eliminated from the face of the earth. But all those who hate Israel do want Israel eliminated from the face of the earth. That's the uniqueness of anti-Semitism. There, the world is filled with religious bigotry and secular bigotry and ethnic bigotry and racial bigotry, but anti-Semitism has always been unique because it's not just that people disliked Jews. They wanted them dead. Iran wants Israel exterminated. There's no parallel on earth to that. It's not, the Poles don't like the Germans don't like the Poles don't like the Russians don't like the Poles, the Czechs don't like the Russians don't like the Czechs. I mean, the Ukrainians don't like the Russians don't like the Ukrainians, but nobody is advocating the elimination, the annihilation or extermination of the other. Only people who hate Jews or Israel believe in extermination. That's what makes anti-Semitism unique. On that happy note, all right, so anyway, back to the millennial question, please. I'm telling you, I promise it'll change your life. My book, The Rational Bible, the second volume is about to come out. It's going to be a five-volume commentary on the Bible. The Bible's the greatest book ever written, and I explain why. I think it will touch you deeply. It's called The Rational Bible. Watch PragerU videos. Help support us. We're doing good work. And until next week, I'm Dennis Prager. From my house to yours, God bless you.
CCU exists to train leaders. We want to build the church. We want to engage the culture. But we want to help you prepare for your calling. Our adult and graduate studies programs give adult students the opportunity to earn their degree at their own pace, whether you're studying at home, the office, or somewhere in between. The possibilities for online education are now endless. However, many students who enroll in online programs don't finish. Why is that? Because they don't have the support team to help them get through the program. And that's part of the CCU difference. We do have that team to help you not only orient you to studying online, but also to help you finish the program, get your degree, and achieve your goals.